Okay, everybody. Tonight's the night. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we are February 25th. Thank you, Larry. And it's Saturday, naturally. The last Saturday of the month. This is February 25th, 2012. So, everybody, we'll just see what we can do tonight. We could continue on with the paranormal. We'll go to the Lightship maybe in about 15, 20 minutes here. And it'd be interesting to find out where you people are from on the fast chat. So if you want to just maybe type your name in, it's already there probably anyway. Maybe just put your state. That'd be interesting just to see where we're reaching. So let's go into one of the rooms on the Lightship. Here, we'll go there instantly here before we actually go into the healing rooms. We'll just go into the room where they have peace energy. So we're there right now. Took everybody up instantly. And we'll have some peace energy come in. You can bring the light beam up on your monitor screen if you like. Just scroll down on the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio. Bring up the light beam. We'll energize it. And we'll bring in the non-gender energy this time. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, let's enjoy that peace energy, and we'll just see what happens. You should start to feel pretty relaxed right now. We'll see if Carrie's out there. So, Carrie, out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm out here. Welcome, everybody. Saturday night, Station 2, we're on tonight. And, yes, Cindy, if you'd like to help out by typing in the numbers, that would be great. We would love callers this evening when we get back from the Lightship, although maybe we're going up kind of again. I don't know if I'm talking from the Lightship or not. That's a funny thought. So, yeah, if you guys could type in where you're from, that would be interesting because there's a lot going on at the moment, and Ron is trying to figure out where the activity, some of it, is emanating from and how it's affecting everybody around on the surface. So, and I know we have listeners from other countries. I don't know how many of you are up in the middle of the night or tomorrow listening, but if you're in another country, that would be really interesting to know also. If you have been feeling a little odd the last few days, we discovered all those barcodes yesterday on the show. Any of you who weren't listening last night, you might want to check out the archives, or perhaps we'll touch on that again this evening. So the numbers, if you would like to call in, if you have questions about any of this or any experiences to share with Ron, the U.S. and Canada folks can dial 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471, and they're posted. Numbers are posted under the play button for Station 2. And then if you are outside the U.S. and Canada and you'd like to call in, we're at area code. You do the country code, and then area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. So, let's see. I'm going to refresh my fast chat and see if we have any states or countries. Okay, yes, we do. So, oh, my, look at all these. Wonderful. Okay. Oh. Yeah, so Tina's in the Bronx, but she says she'd prefer to be in Honolulu. Liz is in Pennsylvania, Sue is in New York, Ed is in Southeast Florida, Janice is in Central Wisconsin, Everett, of course, is in Winnipeg in Canada, Donna's in Michigan, Randy's in Chicago, Shannon's in Southern California, Kath is in New York, Michael's in North Arkansas, I'm in Southern California myself, let's see, oh, there's Ed in Austria, he's in Salzburg, oh, nice. Kathy's in Southern California. Cindy's in Minnesota. Mike P. is in South Carolina. Elizabeth's in New Jersey. Maria is Long Island, New York. Sue is upstate New York. Sasha is on the Big Island. Ren is in Washington. And Ed, oh, yeah, there's Ed in Austria. Oh, no, Liz is commenting on Ed in Austria. Luca, oh, Luca's in Salzburg, too. Oh, good, I see. I didn't know that. Oh, no, Luca's not saying that. Luca's just saying that Salzburg is a nice town. Yeah, Luca's in Croatia, I think.
Wow, this is great. I mean, this really feels nice to have the energy come across from all those areas. It's really neat.
Yeah.
So let's do a house clearing for where you are.
We've got more, Ron.
Yeah, I've
just refreshed. We've got Uros and Brida, of course, are in Slovenia. Oh, my goodness, it's 4 a.m. there. You guys
are
so good to get up and listen to us in the middle of your night. That's so nice. Freedom is in Missouri. Nikki's in British Columbia, Canada. And Dulcie's in Central Florida. So, what were you saying, Ron?
Let's do a space clearing for everybody.
Oh, cool.
So, here we go. Clear the space of your room. And I'll do two of these. I'll do the space where you are right now. Then you can pick the second area, wherever that wants to be, you know, in your house. Might be maybe in a den with your computer, and maybe clear the bedroom area for you to sleep in. It's wherever you are. So you can do two requests. The first one, we'll do a space clearing where you are right now. And this will take away any emotional bodies that could be floating around in there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll also clear your bedroom, if that's an option for you, if you're not in your bedroom. If you're somewhere else and you want to clear, you know, another room now, being in your bedroom, then just select where that wants to be. So here we go, clearing that room out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Wow. Oh, a lot of people from all over. This is great. And let's kind of bring in the energy of the spirit energy of Princess Diana here. And you can feel her energy. Remember, she has the energies, you know, that people know about her and the tabloids. And that may not be, that might change the way you think of her, possibly. But basically, this will be the energy that she was here with her spirit as she was doing her light ship. I don't want to use the word mission, but she came here to help out humanity with compassion. I'm going to bring in that energy of her. This will be a little bit of her emotional energy that she had here of compassion. I brought in her energy completely. You would not really feel her. It would just be peace. But we'll have a tainted, if tainted is the wrong word, integrated with a little bit of her compassion energy that she felt. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here she comes. So I'll increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, there you go. So I'll turn it back over to Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So I missed Paula in London in that list. So I think it's got to be like 3 in the morning in London. So hi, Paula. And it's snowing in Washington, says Ren. And there are more people saying where they're from. Actually, I don't want to miss those. Where has it gone? I just had another list. Oh, dear. I saw more. Oh, shoot. Where did it go? Oh, yeah. Charles in Wyoming. Lee in New York. T is in Vancouver, Canada. Gosh, I hope I haven't missed any. I know there were some others. Tony in L.A. Oh, hi, Tony. We're neighbors. Let's have a look. Maybe that was it. Okay. And Donna is saying thank you for the space clearing. Ron, I'm just scanning down here. Marcy's in Brunsville, Minnesota. Reading some comments here. Okay, so there are some comments about the new death barcodes, Ron. Maybe we should talk about that because there are probably some people that weren't listening last night that should know about this new barcode situation that we have unearthed this week.
Yeah, that's the 2012 barcode. So, I have to get some text changed on the website. A couple of these say it's like one-time usage. So the ones, if it's the regular death barcode, that you can go in there again anytime if you have extra ones and do that without paying for it. And also, it's the same thing. It'll be unlimited for that one if it's not, and also be unlimited for the 2012 barcode one. So we're adding maybe a drop-down box there. We found out that there's other barcodes. I don't want to bring them up tonight because it was a little disconcerting last night, but we had the one for Atlantis and the Egyptian one. And I did a few other ones from other alien races last night. For instance, the Great White Brotherhood and Ashtar Command. I don't want to sound like I'm picking on these energies here, but they all had a negative effect on people, I believe. So, you know, they can use whatever name they need to use to convince you that maybe their particular race is great, you know. What they are is great, but where it goes to after that normally is not the most wonderful thing, so you have to be careful, and that's why we're putting that up, to get you out of their loop. So what's happened probably since last October, I know that we kind of felt a shift in energy. And I didn't know what would happen when we did the a Saturday, I guess it was a Saturday call, I believe, on the first of the year here. I thought it might be really strange because of the energies coming in, but it was really, really peaceful. But the all the alien races now, I think, since they know about, or people know about, we'll say, the Mayan calendar ending, I think all the alien races are doing all they can do for people who believe in that to have people captured, harvested. We'll use that term. So they want to harvest all the people, and they want to be the first one to do that. So they're putting out these barcodes on people. You might even want to check your death barcode if you have any that's attached to you by some other alien race, possibly. Normally, the death barcode is only put on one time on your natal chart. So if you already did that clearing, just go back in there and maybe do one more or something to see if you tend to feel a little better. But anyway, there's a lot happening with these energies, the aliens wanting to make people off planet by the end of the year, and they're probably all trying to compete or to connect you up as soon as they can. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm saying about that. So that clearing will be changed at the 2012 one, because I put it up initially for the Mayan one. That's why I put it up. And from there, it'll be changing. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody, since we have people overseas and it's quite early for them, or it could be quite late if you can look at it. So if they went to sleep and they got up, then it's early. If they stayed up the whole day to wait for the program, then it'd be late. Interesting how those two areas
could be. Perspectives.
Yeah, it's like the glass half full or half empty, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, here we go. Go to the light ship, everybody. So if you have any animals or pets with you, a lot of people like to hold them. They come right over to you normally. And if you have a dog or cat and they'd like to go on your lap, you can do that too. And for the new timers, some people, if they have a physical pain maybe they got a shoulder ache or something or a tummy ache, you can always put your hand there if you wish too. That kind of is an indication. Not that it's going to give you a better healing, but a lot of people kind of like to recognize their situation. Here we go. We're going up to the light ship. And your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with you. And here we go. So I'll count to five to go up. You're going to feel the room completely change around you, as everything around you will not be connected energetically to you. So another way of saying that, you'll be not going to be corded by anything around you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. And I see a request to go into the PM room, which is Melchizedek Michael Metatron. So, Andy, we're going into that room. Here we go. So, masters are there. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And you can request a room if you wish on the fast chat. We'll be going, coming back probably in about 10 minutes here. And we're there now. Let's go into the silver room for healing. And we'll go into the hot tubs. These help to detoxify us. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll work with the adrenal glands here and everybody. So here we go. So stronger. Different light beams are working with you here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the bumblebees. This is where you want to request your own healing. So here's the bumblebees. You can ride on them. Their fur is probably about 3 inches in length on their bodies if you wanted to actually ride on one. And they're pretty big. I'd say they're probably, maybe 12 feet in length. They have a really large wingspan. So here we go. And they buzz. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into where the dolphins are. A lot of people like to have dolphins to play with, to feel them. You can put your hands in front of you if you wish, palms facing outward, fingers facing up, and just kind of move your hands around, up and down, back and forth, and you can start to feel the presence of the dolphins. So we're bringing their energies. There's three of them, bringing them a little stronger for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the room that they had here. You'll have it here. It's the room that St. Bernadette kind of used, a copy of it here, we'll say, down here. And this is where they have the special water. This is silver water on the light ship. And the water does not touch your skin. And so, much like Lourdes France, that's what I heard of it here also, that you go in there and the water doesn't really touch your skin, but it's all around you. Come out and you're not wet. Anybody's experienced that, it'd be nice to let me know. That's what I have heard from other comments. And this is where Mother Mary is, spirit energy of Mother Mary and St. Bernadette. Here she comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go on to the room that has the, let's see here. Go into the room that has the anteaters. They seem kind of strange, but they don't eat ants. They look like an anteater here. You're going to feel their little newts kind of touch your skin. You might feel your body kind of pulsating here. Here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we have a request here for deer, so we'll go to the deer room. We'll go to where the fawns are. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And that's the deers. West healing. Wanted to go into where they have the kangaroos. Oh, here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So here we go. Going to another location. We're going to where they have the golden waterfall. So one, two, three, four, and five. Let's go into the room that has the black whales. Okay. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll go on to another location, and we'll go into a room that has the butterflies. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's go into another location. We'll go into where they have the silver dollar fish. So one, two, three, four, and five. There now. Request your healings. And we got a request for elephants. Go into the room where the elephants are. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, we'll start to come back from the light shift here. So coming back down. So one, oh, we got the penthouse from Lewis. So we'll go to the penthouse. So here we go, going up the penthouse from the light shift. And the females normally do like a relaxation massage for us there, so we're going there now. See some of the stars of light there, the real stars, and planets that are glowing, and we're in like a very comfortable hammock. Some people are actually levitating. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Just kind of enjoy that. Going into the hot tub room again to get detoxed. We'll have the gold water there. Here comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So here we go. Having a great time here. More of that energy for relaxation. So one, two, 3, 4, and 5 as it comes in. And next we're going to come back here, so coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're here now. So I'm trying to do a price adjustment here for the special clearing, the 2012 one. So I hopefully it'll be changed from $100 down to $50 for you people. So trying to get that uploaded here. If you feel compelled to do it, you know, because you need to, send me an email and maybe I can just refund you $50 on that. You have done that maybe in the last month. So I can work that way, too, on it. Hopefully it'll be changed by maybe tomorrow or middle of the week here. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, and I'll just add to that, if you already do have it, you can get going on the version of it that you have and just start putting in after your name. Hopefully there's going to be a drop-down box with all the new barcodes on it, and we can just go through one by one and clear them off with the drop-down box. But the way the page is structured right now, if you do have it, you can just write your name in and then put next to it Egyptian barcode, Atlantean barcode, whatever one you want to clear, and get going on it right now rather than having to wait. But it should be up really soon. That's kind of gone kind of to the front of the list, I think, Ron, hasn't it, to get that up since we've discovered there are so many more of them.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I also noticed that I didn't read out, I don't think, that Lee is in Ontario and that Pat is in Indiana. And there are several comments from different people, Ron, thanking you for bringing in Princess Diana's compassion energy before we went into the rooms in the light ship. And some nice comments from people enjoying the various rooms that you took us to. So what was I just going to say? Oh, yes, I was thinking it might be nice if people could type in to the fast chat, since now we know where a lot of people are, how you found Ron, because that might help Ron figure out how to reach more people. And I know, I mean, I found you, Ron, at an expo in LA, but I'm looking at all the different places that people are from, and you do your LA and New York expos, and you do have the one coming up in March in New York that starts on Friday the 23rd at the New Yorker Hotel. So hopefully many of you will be able to get there and see Ron and enjoy the light infusion chamber and the cloning workshops and so forth that Ron will be having. So maybe some of you could type in, if you didn't find Ron through an expo, how did you find him? Euros in Slovenia, how did you guys find Ron and Luca? I know of one person that found you, Ron, by Googling. They did a Google search on how to get more of your spirit in your body, and up popped your website, which I thought was pretty interesting. You know, first of all, to have the thought that how can I do this, and then go on online and Google it, and that's how this person found you. So maybe you guys can type in how you found Ron, and that'll help give Ron some idea of maybe how to market this whole thing a little, you know, in some new ways. So Cindy's asking if we can just say all barcodes on the clearing, and unfortunately we can't do that. We have to be a little bit more precise in directing the energies, the light ship, to find a specific one to get off us. And because there are too many, we can't do it that way. I know, Ron, last night you said we could put some different windows up, maybe three windows up. Do you still feel that that's okay?
Yeah, you could try that and just see how it works. I'd be probably a little, personally, a little leery. Three might work. You could try it, but this is pretty heavy energy, so, you know, up to your body, not up to your mind. And most people don't know what they're going to be in for on that roller coaster ride, if there is one, if there's a real heavy energy attached to you. Your body will, it's like unplugging things, you know, from your body. You're energetically being unplugged by cordings from the aliens for that barcode. And where are they corded into you? And how are you going to feel? So, you know, body does need sometimes a chance to heal afterwards to catch up with the energy as it's, you know, these blockages are being released from you. So if you do have a blockage someplace, you might feel heat in that area. You might feel a lot of warmth angles. You might even feel tired. So, you know, you could, by doing three at once, you might feel three times more tired. I don't know. So you could try that. But, you know, it's always interesting. Some people can handle more than others. So it's not like if one person did it, that it'll work for you too. These barcodes are on there to abduct you. They're very strong barcodes because they want to take a piece of you or all of you. So, you know, you want to definitely understand that. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, it looks like, let's see, we've got, thanks for all your responses for how you found Ron. So Luca found you just by chance surfing around on YouTube, Ron. And Liz found you through the BBS website. Kathy found you, oh dear, where did it go? Ask One, I think. I scrolled off already. Sorry, Kathy, I think you said Ask One. BBS, Marcy found you on BBS. Everett found you on BBS. And let's have a look. We'll go to the next page. Pat found you on BBS. So did Tony in L.A. Larry says, I found a light vibration on the web, and it led to Ron. Euros found Ron via email. The YT lecture, oh, YouTube lecture about alien timelines. And we've had a beep, so I'll read some more when we find out who's on the line. Is somebody calling?
Hi, Carrie. It's Everett.
Hi, Everett. How you doing? Did you have a question for Ron
doing
tonight?
Great. Yes, I do. It's one quick question.
Okay.
I had a change on my hand where, you know, when you do the check your spirit level, you feel that energy?
I increase my life force energy?
Yeah, life force energy, right. Lately this week, I found that inside my palm, about the size of a jawbreaker, it's been cool energy. Is that good or bad?
I would think that the energy there, when you're doing it, maybe it's going through a healing process.
Oh, okay, because it's kind of weird because it feels like a it's hard to say. When you move it one hand to the other, it feels like it goes from one hand to the other, but I think it's going through me and out the other palm, but it kind of feels cool and, you know, cool.
We could do that to exercise for everybody. Haven't done it for a while.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is kind of put your palm of your hand, fingers facing upward, you know, kind of in front of your body, front of your chest, and move them in slowly, body width, and come in slowly. How you feel that, like, invisible ball, invisible spring that you're compressing. Kind of like having two magnets with the same poles. You know how they kind of repel each other? That's how you're going to feel the energy. Just have your body show you where it is. If you try to think about where it is or feel where it is, your feeling body really won't tell you. But your body will tell you. Your physical body. And then what you do is you say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. After you say that, then you move your hands further apart, and it will probably be about maybe 3 to 6 inches more than what it was before. Distance will be increased that much. And then you say it again out loud, move your hands further apart and come in. And if you started off maybe at 4 inches, maybe the second time you're probably going to be about a foot or so. And maybe after 10 times, you know, you should be full body width, and your hands will be out alongside of you. We can do that now for everybody, and this will increase your energy. If you need to go to sleep right now, I probably wouldn't recommend doing it because it might amp you up for an hour. Okay? So just listen to what we're doing then, as it will actually increase more energy in your body from your spirit. It'll bring more spirit energy to you, and it will start to awaken the parts of your body which needs to have healing, and normally you're going to be more awake, typically. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. I'll sample and move your hands apart. And come in again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, kind of sample where they are and pull them apart. I now increase my life force energy and come in again. You're probably going to be at least body width by now. I now increase my life force energy. Sample again. Say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it three more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. There we go. This is very good to do if you're need to get more energy in your body, need to wake up. Maybe you're didn't have enough sleep at night, and maybe the night before, and you want to get awakened more. Just do that. Takes like a minute and a half to do probably. And remember, you have to say it out loud to increase your energy. You can whisper it too, though. And if you're in a place where other people are, you could probably whisper and move your hands like that. They'll think you're doing some type of yoga stance or something probably. But if you're in a workplace, just run to the restroom real quick and do it, and it'll pop you right up. It's great to do if you're driving your car and it's late at night or something and you're tired. You can bring it right up. You don't have to move your hands. Once you do this for probably about a week, I'd say maybe 20 times, your body's going to know what's happening just by saying those words. And then your spirit will come in and help you out more. So you don't have to move your hands after you kind of train yourself and you know that it's working. But just moving the hands is an indication to you that something is happening. And that's the way it works. So, back to you, Carrie.
Warren. Thank you, Carrie. Bye.
Thank you,
Everett.
Okay, so I'll just read a few more of the How People Found You comments, Ron. So, Donna found you on YouTube looking at videos about UFOs. And Lee found you through one of Ed's articles on Rumor Mill News. So that's good to see. Marcy's suggesting that you come to an expo in Minnesota. She thinks that there's a large audience there for you. And let's see, Janice found you on BBS. Before I lose the page here, Marie R. is saying that she's doing three windows right now on the barcode, and it's working fine for her. And she's not getting too tired from it or anything, so she's just finishing six tonight for the past 2 days. So looks like three windows with one barcode on each window running simultaneously on day two. Well done. That's great to see, Marie. So let's see. Nikki got an email from someone that got her to you, Ron. And Charles would like you to do an expo in Salt Lake City. And let's see, what else do we have? Let me have a look here. Pat found you from BBS. Oh, have I gone backwards here? I have, I think. I'm sorry. I'm reading in the wrong direction. I refreshed and now I'm looking at the wrong page. And, oh, it won't jump forward. Okay.
this is asking what to do with your hands. So you want to put your hands facing each other, palm facing forward, and move it in from body width, coming in slowly. And this will be, you know, in front of your chest, okay? It's like you're going to do a little prayer type of thing, okay? And you're going to find in some place, you're going to feel that invisible ball tension between the palm of your hands. And each time you say the affirmation, you want to move your hands apart and come in again. And that's kind of the way it works. And normally you can just move your hands instantly once you get used to doing it. And your hands will automatically go from maybe 6 inches out to full body width. That's what I do at times when I'm at the expo. They got to see where I am with my energy. And remember, if you're body width or less, don't do anything, you know, like healing work or anything, if you happen to be doing that, because you'd be taking away your own energy. So it's, you know, thing that you don't want to do. If you're body width or less, then you're running on your battery packs. You don't want to do that. And so always be overcharged. And this is not your auric field. This is your spirit energy with you and how your body is integrating that energy. So you want to get your body energized, not your auric field. So back to you, Harry.
Okay.
Oh, you can check your finger, your index finger here. So put your index finger maybe pointing up on one of your hands. You can use them both if you want. One, you know, just in front of your nose, a little ways out, and put the other one straight out in front of you, maybe a foot or so away. And just kind of let your hand move over, and it's your one that goes out furthest away from you should be directly in front of you, in front of your nose. If you're not directly in front of you, then you're either going to be to the left, which would be in the past, or going to be to the right in the future. So you want to check and just see where you are. And you can also move your finger to change the timelines so that you're in the present moment here. Oh, back to you.
Okay, right. And Heidi is saying that she's waking up a bit. She was tired before. So, and Will is saying that this exercise works better than Pepsi.
Yeah, it's instant. It doesn't cost anything either.
Yeah. Candy's wondering how many barcodes. So it looks like there are rather a lot of them. So I think what's going to happen on the new page is the list of alien races from the alien attack clearing is going to be transferred over onto this other page. And then there's also the Egyptian and the Atlantean and possibly the Lemurians have a barcode on us. I think you're not quite sure about that last one, are you, Ron, the Lemurians?
Yeah, not too sure yet, but it might be on there.
Yeah, so there are going to be rather a lot of them, so it'll just be a case of, and Orion too, yeah, working our way slowly through them. But I think Maria has probably got a good idea, but I would suggest if you're super sensitive, if your body is super sensitive to stuff, maybe stop just by doing one, test that. If you feel okay, maybe the next day you could try doing two barcodes. And just, you know, the other thing is that some of these are going to be rougher than others, so it's a little tricky to know. I guess if you turned on three windows at the same time and it was just way too heavy, you could shut one of them down and do that the next day and just try two or one. So, yeah, just be a little careful with that. Okay, so Luke is wondering why the light beings don't remove the spirit barcode for everyone so that everyone can be free of that, Ron.
Well, the light only works in the now. So, and they don't know that anything is really wrong with us until you make attention to that. So that's the way it works. You know, as they're not controlled by darkness, they don't know what darkness is, and fortunately, they just can't do a blanket healing. That's why they have the ascension. That would be what would happen at ascension time. But right now, it's they don't know what is going on with anybody here because everything is perfect. That's why you have to request what you wish to have done. And that's the process that the light ship has. Otherwise, it'd be going against your free will, free choice, and taking things away from you that you may want to have. Remember, we're looking at the barcode as being negative. There could be people out there who would love to be tagged by the aliens. So they couldn't take that away from them because then they're taking away their pre-choice, free will. Mm. So that's how you have to look at it. The light can only do its protocol, which is non-interference, and to give you the choice of what you wish to do. And so since we're discovering these, you need to get rid of them if you want to stay in the light. So that's what happens here. So back to you, Carrie.
Excuse me. So Eurus is just commenting that yesterday there were hundreds of different ship clouds over Slovenia. So I don't know what's going on there, but I guess there's a little activity. He says it was heavy and the energy was pretty weird over that part of Europe. So hopefully you were able to put up the gray skies clearing, because that does certainly help a lot. It seems many people have found that to be a very useful tool. And you could, when you go to bed tonight, assuming that you're going to bed after the show and you didn't go to bed early, but you could put it up for however many hours you're going to be sleeping tonight. Nikki is mentioning that she did the Lemurian barcode clearing just in case. And T is confused as to whether or not we need to redo our death barcodes. You did make a comment about that, Ron. I think you were just basically saying check and see if you need to do that. Is that what you meant, if you've already done them?
Yeah, if you already have done them, completed that, you don't. Those are not added on to you. The ones that got away are, you know, taken off, they're off. It's possible that you may have, you know, another one put on you by someone else. So, you know, once the light ship works with you and these energies are taken away, they're no longer going to come back to you. But there's no guarantee that, you know, you're going to not get another one. So that's what I'm saying. You may want to just check. And if you do feel like something is going goofy in your life or something or not right, then go in there and maybe do another barcode. So if you had, we'll say you had five in the past, okay, then start at number six, because that would be your sixth barcode, and just do one of those. You don't have to go through and repeat them all, like, you know, one through five and then add six to that. You don't do it that way. You just add new one that you think you may have, and just continue on with that particular number where you were left off last. Not everybody has them coming up. I'd say maybe 10% of the people may actually get another one. I have people asking me all the time if they have one, and a lot of people, they don't. What they did is perfectly fine for them. Some people end up getting more. So, you know, everything is just kind of maybe personalized to each person. Yeah, just start off where you left off. If you had, like, you know, even if you had three and you got one more, you think, let's start off at number four. Just do one of those. Unless you think you have two. But, you know, it might be good just to check yourself to see if you think you have one. You can ask your body. Your body will tell you. So, you know, and also ask the mind of the body inside of you. It'll know if it has one, too. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's see. I'm not sure where this hour has gone. It's 49 minutes past already. So, before I forget, I will just mention that Ron has the third of his 8-hour Sunday calls tomorrow, and that starts at 10 Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. You don't have to be on the call if you're not able to. You can be absentee or you can come and go. So if you haven't been on one of those and you'd like to, you can still sign up for that. And what else is coming up, Ron? I'm drawing a blank here. It seems like there was something else I needed to say, and I'm blanking out.
Yeah, we are going back to New York, be there for a couple of weeks. I'll probably have maybe a workshop possibly after the expo. If you're around, you may want to contact me, send an email or something if you're back there. If you live back east and, you know, those states are pretty close together, just go to Penn Station or to Port Authority on 42nd. It's like 15-minute walk to 34th and 8th there. I've done it many times. So, you know, you could just go to the expo. So I'm sure the program guide may be out shortly here, maybe within a couple of weeks, I'm guessing. I haven't checked the internet yet, but it may be coming up there. But I should have three events there, and I might have a workshop. I don't know yet. I requested one. We'll see what happens. Don't always know what's going on until program guide is out, but we'll be doing three events, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and you're also pointing out about the death barcode clearing that the drop box just goes down to 10. So if you know or believe you have more than 10, you go through those 10, and then you just start again at 1. It's kind of like with the timeline crashing for 20. You go through the first 20, and then you go back to 1, and that counts as 21. So if you think you have 11 or 12 or so death barcodes, do 1 through 10, and then just go to 1 again, and that will count as 11. Olaire is mentioning that the gray sky clearing is very useful, and that I guess they had some intense clouds and did that clearing, and that the clouds lost their energy. So that is good. Marcy is wondering if it's best to do the mind-to-heart drop and then get rid of entities and then ask your body questions then.
I think she has it, because that way entities won't be communicating with you, leading you astray with maybe proper teachings, information, or whatever they wish to bring you. So, yeah. And you could probably, you know, maybe get a little pendulum or something too. That works if you have any. But, you know, that isn't always the correct thing to do because it can be influenced too. So, but if you're able to use it, you know, as a dowsing person, a dowser, and you feel very confident, then just do that and see what happens. Normally your body will know. You know, you can, if you feel something kind of eerie happening to you, or you feel a little strange or losing energy, then you might want to look at that barcode. Because once they get activated, you know, if you do get one now, it will be activated once it comes on you. It's disconnected from your natal chart, and they put it on you in the here and now. So once you get one, you'll probably start to feel it pretty intensely. So our time is getting short here. And let's see, our next CBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. And then also tomorrow we have our 8-hour marathon healing session, getting rid of the critters. I will not be doing the 8-hour calls on next month, which should be March. We'll continue on in April after that, and just see how that's going. I might do the 4-hour call. I haven't decided quite yet. I'll have to just see how that works out. If I do, it would be on the March the 10th, but I'll be looking into that. But the 8-hour calls will not be next month.
Okay, I heard kind of a click, Ron. I'm not sure if you disconnected yourself.
Well, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I've got one little question, because I think the answer's quick, to sneak in before we go, and it's from Liz, and she's asking if we have to stop the gray skies clearing on the computer, if we have to hit pause or whatever for any reason. She wants to know if we put in the remaining time when we begin again, or what do we do? Or maybe you have to stop it completely. Do you just start over from scratch, or does it matter?
It probably doesn't matter, no.
Okay. Okay. So we're at 55. I guess we might be done for the night tonight. So, excuse me, I'm just swallowing a little tangerine there. Thank you for all your questions, and it's really nice to know where everybody is all around the country and how you found Ron. So, Ron, it seems outside of the expos, it's BBS and YouTube so far is where people are finding you and Ed's article. So that's really nice to know.
Yep, very, very good.
Yeah, so
everybody, let's bring in more of your spirit energy right now. So we'll just bring that in. So here we go. So That's what I'll do. I'll bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. She's very, very sweet. You could look at her picture even on, I don't know, maybe if you type her name in and go to maybe Google Images or something, you can actually see her lying there in the glass container, we'll call it. And we'll just bring her energy in here. How she got preserved, I don't have any idea. But her spirit initially was from the light ship. So here we go. So one, two, three, and this is St. Bernadette. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everyone. So we'll say blessings to all of you. And hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow. Starts at 10 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. And it's an eight-hour conference call where we do a lot of healing, and we're in quarantine. So get rid of these alien parasitic life forms and many other things. So I'll say thank you, Carrie, for coming on, and thank you, everybody, on the fast chat. So see you later, everyone. Blessings.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.